Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. Last segment of this hour, but we do have a 2.5 hour show, and it seems to be, I think I'm spotting a trend, security. Is that seem to be one of the topics we're talking about?
You know, people somehow pay attention to security when they're being hacked or they're afraid that something's being stolen, and you know, that's only the beginning, because as we get more and more security conscious and more hacks are happening, it's not only our credit cards, it's not our computers, it might be our automobiles.
Right, and we can't take it for granted.
Well, absolutely. There was a case, wasn't there, of a Chrysler product, I think it was a, I forget one, that was driven off the road by a hack. I think somebody was experimenting with that.
Yeah, but you know, they really had to get hands-on inside the unit.
All of a sudden brought home, it's not just your credit card, it's something, it could be your car.
And you know something? I think that we should ask an expert.
I think that's the best idea.
That sounds like a darn great idea.
So we have in studio with us, that was our ill-fated attempt to try to segue into introducing Bruce Coventry, who is the chairman of TowerSec. Welcome, Bruce, to the Internet Advisor Show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, and you are an expert, because that's what your company does. You provide security for potentially for an autonomous vehicle eventually.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the future of the automobile, very bullish on where automobiles are going. I spent over 30 years in General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler working on the oily bits, and now it's very interesting. I saw a commercial this week. Chevrolet's been doing this series where they have various focus groups. They did a focus group for millennials this week. And they collected up all of their cell phones. They said, we can't afford to have, any of the product information get out. So they collected the cell phones, and they fired up a wood chipper and threw all the cell phones in.
Oh, really? Oh,
and all these millennials went diving toward the wood chipper.
I would, too.
You can't take my phone.
Every time I go into the design center, they do the same thing to me. I'm on my fifth phone this year.
Oh, no.
But I thought it was fantastic, because what it does do is show that automakers are now marketing the vehicle not as a transportation device, but as a communication device.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it just shows how connected we are with our automobiles, and how our automobiles help us be connected with the rest of the world.
And now, the automakers, they were so interested in just making this happen. Security was kind of an afterthought, and now it can't be, because it's starting to become real. Before, when it was just research, it could be an afterthought, right? Nobody was going to die because of it. Today, we actually have autonomous vehicles that are running around on the roads.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was driving down I-75 on the way to the studio today, and there was a heavy traffic jam, and I was able to just flick on my car, and it literally would stay within lane and maintain the spacing in the vehicle ahead.
So
processing capability is getting there very quickly and most
autonomously. It was doing that.
Yes. Oh yeah, it'll do that.
Driver assist cameras today.
So, is that what you were doing yet?
Yeah, there are driver assist. Yeah.
No, I remember I had you hold the steering wheel when I was texting.
we don't say that on the air, because
I was teasing. I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Thanks. So Bruce, tell us a little bit about what your company is really focused on today.
TowerSec.
Yeah. Well, TowerSec. Tower stands for above. Or very high, mm-hmm. and then the SEC is the security. So, we are a unique combination of automotive expertise with the Israeli cybersecurity capability. So, we've been able to meld a company together that has a unique blend of talent that we don't feel is matched anywhere else in the world, and it's given us a unique opportunity to develop products that can today provide security for automobiles, both in OEM applications, the original mm-hmm. equipment manufacturers, as well as the more than 300 million vehicles that are on the road today in terms of retrofit capability, anything after OBD came into effect. And then, of course, another big area to address would be fleet vehicles. So we have a separate product that we can provide to provide security for fleet vehicles and provide that kind of capability.
When you say retrofit, how far back? Will my 1910 Stanley Steamer use it?
No, but your 1996 vehicle that is OBD compliant, the onboard diagnostics.
Yes.
So once that law came into effect, then vehicles took on a whole different hardware and software configuration. So almost all cars after that tie their devices together on the CAN bus network.
So do you use, when you're retrofitting for an older vehicle and that sort of thing, is it a software retrofit or is it a little hardware module that I plug in under the dash and I'm fully secured?
Yeah, it could be a plug-in module into the OBD. In a new vehicle, we would embed that software into any one of our ECUs. And in the case of a gateway ECU, we can provide a smart firewall. So we have that capability to provide that kind of either current technology or a retrofit technology.
And obviously, you guys must be really good because you were named the hottest startup at the 2015 North American Auto Show. Well,
and, you know, you're a startup, but you have an international footprint.
We do.
So you have offices in Israel as well as Germany now?
Yeah, we have our research and development facility. Our global research and development facility is located just outside of Tel Aviv in Herzliya, Israel. And then we have a sales office in Germany. And we have a North American R&D facility located just outside the NSA headquarters in Columbia, Maryland. So obviously the talent that we're looking for is a very, very high level.
Bruce, by the way, Bruce Coventry, who is the chairman of TowerSec, is with us. Are you right now working hand-in-hand with OEMs to get this into cars right now?
Yeah. So we can't name names, obviously.
Okay.
But we are working with virtually every major auto manufacturer is now looking at this very seriously. We saw a little over 12 months ago, General Motors was one of the first companies that actually put an organization in place, named a chief cybersecurity officer for the company.
Right.
Now almost every auto company has an organization in place, people identified, budgets in place to try to address this. So every manufacturer is seriously looking at cybersecurity.
Ed, you had mentioned before that the trick with that Chrysler vehicle was that somebody got into it and got hands on it.
Yeah, they had to do quite a bit of prep work. They weren't just, I'm going to walk up there with a keyboard like they saw in the movies and take over your vehicle. They had to do a lot of prep
Hollywood,
work.
Only in Hollywood, right?
Only in Hollywood does that.
Are we protecting against remote hacks, though, Bruce, in our cars?
Yeah. Cybersecurity can be addressed in a number of different ways. TowerSec has approached it with a technology we call double perimeter. So if there is, if somebody somehow gained access to the vehicle and maliciously either through the OBD port or through a CD or any other entry point in the vehicle provided an attack, we can protect against that. But more importantly, we can protect from external attacks through obviously cell phone connections, Wi-Fi connections, things like that. But a lot of people don't think about even the tire pressure monitoring system as a radio frequency device where you driving alongside another vehicle could theoretically attack that vehicle just
through
that interface.
Astounding.
You have to realize there are hundreds, I believe, of individual little computers in there. It used to be that the computers were centralized. Now they're distributed through the vehicle all over the place.
The good thing is, while it's still very hard to do something like that, there's companies like TowerSec that are getting in front of the curve this time.
Yeah, and we appreciate that opportunity. We're in a unique position, and we want to continue to keep that leadership role. Yeah.
Bruce, thank you so much for what you're doing. I feel a whole lot better about driving after this. Bruce Coventry, chairman of TowerSec.